Hi, I'm Paul Kronforst, host of the WISN Remodeling Show and a proud, longtime Callan customer. Your home's entryway is a unique space. Heavily trafficked, it needs to be tidy and functional for daily lives, yet beautiful and inviting for guests, as it's the first space guests see, and a first impression is imperative. Not all entryways are created equal, as some homes have small entrances, some have large foyers, others have entrances that immediately bring you into another room, like the living room, for example. The following are general rules of thumb for making the entryway a successful space regardless of size. First, if your home is lacking a defined entry, utilize furniture and furnishings to create the illusion of one. Adding an entrance rug or changing the flooring is a perfect way to define a space. You can also arrange furniture to create the essence of a hallway. However, it may be helpful to use a double-sided bookshelf or a low sofa back to create the entrance. For example, if your home opens into an open living room, you'll want to face the back of the sofa towards the entry and place a sofa table along the back of the couch. This separates spaces, which helps create a defined entry and serves as a place to put decorations and store belongings. Next, no matter the type of entry, you'll want to trap dirt. The entryway endures chronic foot traffic, and wherever you live, trapping leaves, mud, dust, sand, or snow can help save the rest of your flooring throughout the house. Use a durable rug design for the entry and make sure it can be easily vacuumed, cleaned, or shaken out. Another option is placing a heavy-duty entrance mat outside the front door and have a second rug or mat inside the door. Sometimes you need to make necessary changes to your entryway that are beyond decorating. For example, you want to add a built-in closet, add lighting, or build a half wall. Or perhaps you might have an entry closet that might look better without its doors. It's imperative to get a professional opinion as to what is possible before walls are moved or flooring is replaced. Subsequently, you'll want to add order. Oftentimes, if a home has one main entrance, it is likely that it is used as a staging ground, a natural place to leave items when entering and leaving the home. Before installing organizational items, carefully assess needs. If coats, backpacks, and bags are an issue, hang as many coat hooks or pegs as possible. If shoes are the culprit, get some low bins or low shelving. Some families like to have individual organizers for each member, making it simple to put things away. Next, be sure to maximize vertical space if the entryway has walls. Whether you choose to hang art, photos, family calendars, or shelves, using available wall space will not only keep the space organized, it will make it look bigger. Decorating the walls is the quickest way to add a sense of depth to a space, and it's a great way to interject style to your entrance. You may want to consider extending the entryway past the front door if you have a small entrance. A covered porch or stoop is a good place to keep items that you don't have room for. Umbrella stands, welcome mats, or decorative objects can easily live outside instead of inside. Some homes have a double entrance in which a mudroom can serve as a catch-all for a variety of objects before a person actually enters the home. Remember to add lighting because you'll want the entrance well lit for several reasons. Safety is a number one concern. As soon as you walk in the door, you'll want to make sure you can see inside the home. Also, you'll want to see your belongings, especially if getting ready to leave means getting ready before the sun rises. Light fixtures help set off an entryway and help make the area appear more spacious. Consider table lamps if you can't add overhead lighting, and choose energy-efficient bulbs because they have a longer lifespan. If space is available, a bench can be a great spot for people to sit and put on or remove shoes or hold purses or other objects. For extra organization, consider adding a storage bench or a bench with a shelf. Don't forget to add personality. The entry to the home is the ideal place to embrace an owner's style. When guests arrive, you want them to immediately sense who you are and how they think of your home. It's a great place to add your favorite colors, objects, or your collections. What is added will depend greatly on available space. Larger entrances have room for a center table, piano seating, and other decorative objects. Other homes only have room to hang a few pictures. You can experiment by moving objects around or playing with colors. You'll want to make sure that the decor is in accordance with the style and colors of the surrounding rooms. And finally, mirror or no mirror. The idea of hanging a mirror in the entrance is arguable. If you lean towards a more traditional American or European style, a mirror can help reflect light into the entrance and allow you to check your appearance before leaving the house. Following these 10 principles for decorating your entryway will ensure that your entrance is both functional and beautiful. Call Callan today at 414-529-5509 to schedule a no-obligation consultation.